the Renaissance Fair night here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Participate in the revelry, be knighted, bear witness to the joust right here this Friday at Renaissance Fair night.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show starring Michael Mark Antonini. Let's send it down to the field for tonight's show.
What's up, Irons fans? Michael Mark Antonini down here on the field behind home plate, getting you set for game one of what is a 12-game homestand and game one of a 6 games here between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Greenville Drive. Well, it's another beautiful day for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Should be a really fun series between these two AL East rival farmhands. Well, Ray's not with me tonight. Didn't even have Ferris with me tonight, so I'm flying solo, which, you know, it's... I can deal with it every once in a while. Now, later in the homestand, I'm going to need Ray to get back in here. But I'm fresh and ready to go as we open up this homestand, Ironbirds fans. So we're going to have some fun here. It's always, you know, go Birds here in Aberdeen. Speaking of go Birds, I know all you guys are from the Baltimore area, but I'm from the Philly area. My Eagles got a big win over y'all's Ravens last weekend in game one of the preseason. So, you know, when I say go Birds, I always mean go Birds. So there's that. But we are back here in the Dean tonight. Before we get into this series, as my guy Ferris comes over, he's got his microphone and everything. Let's talk about what happened on the Ironbirds' recent road trip. Another series split for the Birds as they went down south for 6 games against the Hickory Crawdads. So, Ferris, why don't we take a look at some of the numbers from that series against Hickory? Well, the Ironbirds' bats were red hot throughout the 6 games. The Ironbirds put up a league-high 10 home runs and a 793 OPS in the series against the Crawdads. 8 different players, Ferris, hit homers for the Ironbirds last week, which is pretty impressive. Not only to get the 10 homers in a series, but to have 8 different guys go deep, it shows you that this lineup is deep and these guys continue to produce. And then on the pitching side, Fair, some pretty good numbers as well. The Birds pitching staff put up a 3.56 ERA during the series, held opponents to a 2.21 batting average against. And then not only have the Birds gotten a lot of reinforcements with some players coming up from Delmarva over the past few days, they've gotten a couple of reinforcements with guys coming off the injured list. I want to give a shout out to Creed Willems, who came off the IL, missed just a little bit over a month, but he is back and healthy, and he went 5-for-10 with a homer and 5 runs batted in during the series down against the Hickory Crawdads. And Ferris, when you're putting up numbers like that throughout a series, it's always solid, and you know all those offensive numbers going to go up. So let's talk about another guy who has really balled out for the Ironbirds of lately, getting back into the player spotlights here on the pregame show. And I want to spotlight Ironbirds right-handed pitcher Kyle Verbitsky, who continues to throw the ball really well for this team. Take a look at these numbers for Kyle. Now, it was a streak that was snapped this past week at Hickory, but from June 5th through August 4th, a span of 15 outings out of the bullpen for Kyle, Verbitsky threw 23 straight full innings without allowing a walk, which is pretty freaking good because, you know, if you're not giving up free passes, it's going to lead to some success. So shout out to Kyle for the 23 straight innings of no-walk baseball, and in that span, a 1.57 ERA, an 0.55 whip, and 29 strikeouts. So shout out to Kyle for our player spotlight here today. Well, Ferris, I really appreciate you jumping in because Ray, again, left me hanging solo today. I mean, what are we going to do? But I appreciate you as always. I mean, this is why we've got, good co-hosts here in Aberdeen, because he can just step in when needed. But that'll do it for another edition of the Air Show. He's Ferris. My name is Michael Marcantonini. Let's have some fun tonight, Ironbirds fans. First pitch is coming up at 7:05. And as always, let's fly.
Turn your attention to the pitcher's mound for tonight's first
It's another beautiful night for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play game one of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Greenville Drive. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Game one of six between the Birds and the Drive, game one of 12 on this lengthy Ironbirds homestand. Should be a lot of fun as we get set to play baseball tonight here in the Dean. The Ironbirds come into tonight's game fresh off a six-game series split on the road at Hickory this past week. The Birds are 56-52 overall. They are 22-20 in the second half, just a game out of first place in the North Division. On the flip side, the Greenville Drive are 50-58 overall. They are 24-18 in the second half. They're just three games out of first place in the South Division, and they are in second place, trailing just the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Well, on air a little bit early tonight because I have a pregame interview to play with Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry. Always fun talking to Jordy about some ins and outs of pitching, what he does as the pitching coach of this team. And we talked a little bit about him having to learn a little bit of Spanish during his time in professional baseball, working with all different players from all different backgrounds. So really fun conversation with Jordy. I'm about to play that now, and then we'll get you the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup on the flip side of the national anthem. So here we go, Ironbirds and Drive in game one of six. But first, my interview with Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry.
Michael Marcantonini back here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network with Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry. You guys have talked a lot about pitch shapes this year. What do you mean when you say pitch shape?
So pitch shape, just in the most practical sense, would be the movement of the pitch. And for each guy, it doesn't necessarily need to be the same type of slider if you're talking about three different pitchers that throw a slider. Fruit has a particular pitch shape that he's working on with his slider. Preston Johnson has a particular pitch shape that he's working on with his slider. Certain guys were shooting for different types of movement profiles that fit into the category of a fastball or a slider or whatever. And it's a little bit different for each guy depending on, you know, their delivery, the rest of their arsenal, kind of how it fits. So like pitch shape is just a certain movement profile, sometimes combined with the velocity goal of that pitch for each guy. And they're all working on something in regard to that, yeah, quote-unquote pitch shape that kind of fits them in particular.
So when pitchers are working on that and trying to, you know, fine-tune a pitch shape, I mean, how much goes into that and how often are they trying to tweak things to help with that?
Pretty much every day, whether they are throwing their stuff in a game. I would say most guys, when they are throwing in the game, we're trying to throw a certain pitch that they're working on, whether it's an execution goal or like a pitch shape goal, like you said. And so we'll have meetings after each game where we sit down and kind of talk about the progress being made on that pitch, what the movement looked like, what the velocity looked like, what the execution looked like. And we're kind of tracking that each outing that they have and checking in on how they're doing. When it comes to a bullpen or a crush or something like that, we usually have one or two kind of for that bullpen session, whether they're just trying to get, say, we're trying to get double digit sweep on this slider today on every rep, like that's the main goal, or we're trying to have it X amount of miles per hour off the fastball. And so like they have one or two very simple pitch metrics that they're shooting for in practice as well, to rep those out. And then in catch play too, like we use certain tools in catch play to where even when they're on flat ground and just playing catch with a catch partner, like they're working on that goal as well. And a lot of times that's just like visual feedback. Sometimes we'll take some video too. But I would say to some degree every day they're working on whatever pitch goal they have. And usually it's well-informed. Like we have our internal tools that kind of give us the compass for where to go with those pitches and then kind of give them, like I said, those KPIs for how to attack that goal every day with our tech that we use on the daily.
One of your roles as a minor league pitching coach or pitching coach at any level in game is making mound visits. And whether it's to go out and talk about the scouting report or mechanics or just a breather for the pitcher, any combination of that, how do you find the right time and get the feel for when the right time is to make a mound visit?
Yeah, that's a tough one because honestly, when you're a pitching coach, a lot of that is just purely subjective. Right. Like you're not able to have an objective sense for how a guy is doing out there. Like you have your live Hawkeye readings and stuff like that. But like when I make a mound visit, I think it's more due to I and kind of reading the guy's body language or like his pace between pitches. A lot of times when I make a mound visit, it's purely based off of what a guy's pace and demeanor is like on the mound. I would say most of the times I make a mound visits because I feel like a guy's getting sped up out there where maybe he's lost his command for four or five pitches in a row and he's just like moving really, really fast and he's not taking that moment to reset and kind of breathe. So in those instances, you kind of go out there, calm him down and be like, hey man, like we need a reset here. Working maybe a little bit too fast and getting sped up where we're not able to focus on what we're doing. Or other mound visits too are just purely logistical. Like we have a guy warming up. This is this pitcher's last batter too, based off his pitch count, and like let him know that, hey, finish strong here. We got another guy warming up and they need some time to get a few extra pitches in as well. So most of the time it's reading their demeanor. Other times it's just like, hey, we're nearing the end of the line here. Let's finish strong and give the other guy some time to get loose.
Now, there are a lot of native Latino players on this Ironbirds roster, and even in the past in the Orioles org, you've worked with them. I know earlier in the year you told me that you've been working on your Spanish and you've had to learn a little bit of Spanish. How is it communicating with the pitchers who don't speak much English?
You have to be very, very measured in what you're trying to communicate, because there's some things that, one, just get lost in translation, and two, there's things that I just flat out don't know how to say yet in Spanish. And so you don't want to like have things misconstrued or, you know, try to joke with a guy and it doesn't come across as like a lighthearted joke or whatever. So like when you have something that needs to be said, you say it in the most basic, most applicable way that you can immediately, just because like we got to get a point across and there's not really any time or space to try to add words where they don't necessarily fit as they get translated from English to pretty bad Spanish sometimes. But yeah, it's just kind of picking your words, being as direct as possible. As you get to know some of the guys a little bit better, you can be a little bit more free with the words that you choose. But yeah, I would say it's calculated speaking is probably the most important part.
Michael,
so there's my interview with Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry. Always fun to talk to Jordy. I'm really fun to talk to all these guys, but Jordy just has such a wealth of knowledge about pitching, and not just traditional pitching, whether it's stats or information and data, but you know the advanced stuff and just really everything that goes into helping these guys become the best version of themselves as pitchers and can. Finding just the little things that make them better to take them from being a good pitcher to a great pitcher. So you heard in the interview Jordy talking about pitch shapes and how guys want to work in a different pitch shape based off another pitch that they have that fits into all their different profiles of pitches and their pitch repertoire. So just a really fascinating conversation. I mean, pitching is just such a unique thing within baseball, and it's always good to get some insight. So appreciate Jordy dishing out some insight. And we are just about set for the national anthem here in the Dean. We'll get you the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups on the flip side of that. But for now, we'll let you listen to the anthem on the crowd mic here in the Dean.
Mark Canton.
We are just about ready for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game one of six between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Greenville Drive. Well, the Ironbirds are out on the field. They are ready to take flight. And we are ready for some baseball here in the Dean. Right-hander Trey Gibson gets the ball for the Birds tonight. He is making another outing for the Birds. Split the time this year between the Low A Carolina League with the Delmarva Shorebirds and the High A Aberdeen Ironbirds. So, he will go up against a right-hander for Greenville in Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. So a couple of righties going at it tonight. Let's take a look at the Ironbirds starting lineup. Leading off at second base, it's Aaron Estrada batting second. The right fielder, Tomas Sosa. Elio Prado is the center fielder. He bats third with Creed Willems, the first baseman, in the four hole. Carter Young is over at third base. He bats fifth. Jake Cunningham, the left fielder, is in the six hole. Leandro Arias, the shortstop, bats seventh with Anderson De Los Santos, the designated hitter, in the eight hole. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the catcher, Adam Retzbach, behind Trey Gibson. A lot of new names in the Ironbirds lineup tonight. We'll let you know more about those as we go on today because a lot of roster moves as of late here in the Dean. On the flip side for the visiting Greenville Drive, Justin Reamer, the shortstop, is in the leadoff spot with Miguel Blase, the center fielder, batting second. Zach Earhart is in right field batting third. Ronald Rosario, the catcher, bats fourth. Will Turner, the designated hitter, is in the five hole with Juan Chacon, the left fielder, batting sixth. Brian Gonzalez, the first baseman, is in the seventh spot. Andy Lugo is over at third base batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup batting ninth, it is Framie De Leon, the second baseman. So those are the starting nines in tonight's game. The Birds are looking to rack up some more W's this week. They come into tonight's game 22-20 in the second half. They are in third place in the South Atlantic League North Division, and they are only a game out of first place, but only a half game out of a playoff spot right now because the first place team, the Greensboro Grasshoppers, won the first half, so they don't really matter in the second half. But right now, the Hudson Valley Renegades, a half game up on the Birds for that playoff spot here as we wind down the 2024 season. Well, Gibson and the Birds are ready to go, and so am I on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everyone tuned in. A really nice night for baseball here in Aberdeen. Let's have some fun, Birds fans. First pitch of the night from Gibson is over for a strike, and the count is quickly 0-1. Gibson stands 6 feet 5 inches tall, a big presence on the mound, just 22 years old in his second pro season out of Liberty University. Gibson working with Retz behind the dish tonight. Here's the 0-1, a little bit inside a breaking ball, and the count goes to 1-1. Just underway in Aberdeen, the high A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Greenville Drive in town this week. Little AL East rivalry going on between the farmhands. 1-1 pitch, tapped out in front of the plate. Retzbach barehands it, throws to first, and it's in time to get the leadoff man, Justin Reamer. So Reamer is down on three pitches. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Adam Retzbach is catching for Gibson with Carter Young at third base and Leandro Arias at shortstop. On the right side of the diamond, Aaron Estrada at second and Creed Willems at first. And then in the outfield, Jake Cunningham in left, Elio Prado in center, and Tomas Sosa in right. So nice play by Adam Retzbach to help his pitcher out. One up, one down. Here's Miguel Blase, the center fielder. First pitch to the right-handed swinger. Healthy cut, came up empty, and it's 0-1. Gibson looking to start things up with a zero here in the top of the first. As the sign from Retz, next pitch inside 1-1. Overall this season between low A and high A, Gibson has posted a 3.42 ERA in 71 innings of work. 95 strikeouts in those 71 innings. Striking out over 12 batters per nine. 1-1, swing and a miss. And because he can do things like that, blow a fastball by you in any count, and of course he's got the good breaking stuff as well. 33 walks, a manageable number. Now has a chance for yet another punch out here. Counts 1-2 on Blase. Next pitch, that's high. And the count goes to 2-2. Ironbirds playing their second of three straight Southern Division opponents. Just finished up six games with Hickory last week. Now Greenville and then Winston-Salem next week. 2-2 on the hands, ground ball to third. It eats up Young at third and rolls into foul ground onto the outfield part of the turf. And that probably will go down as an E5. Young just kind of had that ball roll up his arm on the backhand. Little in-between hop right there for him. Not a big deal. Runner at first, one out. Double play is in order. That brings up the three-hole hitter, Zach Earhart. So an error on Young. And now Earhart, the right fielder. 273 average. In limited time here at high A. Pitch misses low and away. And the count's 1-0. No score here. In the top of the first inning, just underway. Birds looking for another series win. They have played so well at home this year. 29-19 at home overall on the season. 1-0 in for a strike with the fastball 1-1. And then on the flip side, Greenville's played pretty well on the road. The Drive 25 and 29 on the road. They are also 25 and 29 at home, so they even splits home and road this year. One and one. Gibson peeks over at the runner at first. Short lead. Next pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That thing just dropped down the middle of the zone. So a ball and two strikes. See what Gibson has in store here. Holds the glove above the chest. 1-2. Swing and a miss. A strikeout for Trey Gibson. It's out number two here in the first. And that brings up the catcher, Ronald Rosario. He was in the cleanup spot tonight. Well, I mentioned that Gibson striking out 12 batters per nine this year. His strikeout percentage entering today's game was 31.3%. He ranks in the top three in the Orioles organization in a bunch of different categories. Move over to first, but some really important categories. Among pitchers who have thrown at least 70 innings this year in the O's org, Gibson is in the top three in Ks per nine, strikeout percentage, fielding independent pitching, home runs per nine, which is good because, you know, it's always good when a guy's that high in homers per nine, meaning he doesn't give up homers. So it's good to be ranked high in that category because it means you don't give up many. And Gibson has done such a good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark this year. Looks over at the runner at first again, another short lead for Blaise, 1-0. Softly hit to straightaway center. Prado went back, and now he moves in, makes the catch on the run, battling the sun. And the inning is over. A clean first inning for Trey Gibson. No runs, no hits. There was an error, and one man left. The all-important zero to start things up. We'll go to the bottom of the first and see if the Birds can take an early lead. No score. Keep it locked on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Open up play in the bottom of the first inning here in Aberdeen. No score after a half inning of play. Aaron Estrada, Tomas Sosa, and Elio Prado, the top three hitters in the Birds' order against right-hander Elmer Rodriguez Cruz for the Greenville Drive. 1-0 pitch to Estrada, swing and a miss. Healthy cut there, came up empty, and the count is 1-1. Estrada, one of the recent promoted position players from Low A Delmarva. 1-1 sends a fly ball to deep left field. Chacon ranges back, and he makes the grab just shy of the track. So one up, one down. Estrada is retired. Let's set the defense for Greenville. Ronald Rosario is catching for Rodriguez tonight, with Andy Lugo at third, Justin Reamer at short, Framy DeLeon at second, and Brian Gonzalez at first. In the outfield, Juan Chacon is in left, Miguel Blaise in center, and Zach Earhart in right. One up, one down. Here is Tomas Sosa making his Iron Birds debut. First pitch swinging, sends it to deep center. And the catch is made by Blaise. Got a little bit turned around there. So a couple of deep fly balls from Estrada and Sosa at the top of the lineup. A very new-look Aberdeen Ironbirds roster, especially on the position player side. And throughout the game and throughout the series, we'll talk about some of the new additions and some of the guys who are no longer on the roster, and that's for good reason. We'll talk about some recent promotions to AA Bowie as well. So two up, two down on three pitches. Here is Elio Prado, the center fielder. First pitch to Prado is over for a strike, 0-1. Prado was activated off the 7-day IL right before the Hickory series last week, and he had a really good series down in North Carolina. Prado went 3-for-9 with a double and a homer, hit the homer in his first game off the IL. Now the 0-1 pitch. Popped it up to the right side, foul ground. It's playable for the first baseman, Gonzalez, and he makes the grab over his shoulder on the foul area of the turf. So it's a very quick top of the first inning for Elmer Rodriguez. 1-2-3, the Birds go down in order. And after an inning of play here in Aberdeen, it is a scoreless game. We'll head to the top of the second after this on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Score after an inning of play in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Birds and Drive going at it in game one of a six-game series. The Orioles and Red Sox affiliates in an AL East battle on the minor league side. Well, the two pitchers tonight, Trey Gibson and Elmer Rodriguez, combined to throw just 20 pitches in the first inning. Gibson threw 14, nine of them strikes, and he gets 5, 6, and 7 in the drive order. Here is the left-handed hitting DH, Will Turner. First pitch from Gibson is low and in, and he misses with a breaking ball, so the count is 1-0. Really solid top of the first for Gibson. Worked around a one-out error, picked up a strikeout, and did not allow a hit. So here's Turner. Next pitch, fastball just off the plate. Looked good, but no call, 2-0. Gibson has five pitches to work with, a fastball and a cutter for the hard stuff, and then off-speed he's got a sweeper, a curveball, and a changeup. So really a lot to work with in his bag right there. 2-0, misses low, it's 3-0. Well, Gibson in his last two outings combined has allowed just 3 runs in 7 innings, really quality right there, with 11 strikeouts and only 4 walks. 3-0 pitch coming up, that's outside. A 4-pitch walk to Turner to start the inning, but at the minor league level, I think it's important to kind of group a couple or even 3 starts or outings together when talking about pitchers because, one, these guys aren't always going too deep into games, whether it's bulk innings in relief or starting. Everybody's on a pitch count and innings limit to try to keep these guys healthy and through a full season. So to combine 2 or 3 outings together, that gives you kind of a bigger picture of how a guy looks over an extended period of time. Man at first with no outs. First pitch misses high to Juan Chacon, the left fielder, in the first 5 of the inning out of the zone for Gibson. So he'll look to lock in. No score, top 2. Really nice night for baseball. A little bit cooler than it's been the last few homestands. Into mid-August now. 1-0 inside, and that's 6 in a row out of the zone. And it's not like Gibson's working too fast here. It's not like he's getting sped up and rushing it. He's taking his time out there, but just a little bit wild to start the inning. Base runner at first. Turner has a short lead. Big hole on the right side. 2-0, swing and a miss. Well, interesting to see Chacon swing there on 2-0, especially after Gibson hadn't thrown a strike yet in the inning. But that helps out Trey. Counts 2-1. Another look over his shoulder. 2-1, fouled away down the right field line, 2-2. And to continue that conversation about looking at multiple outings for a pitcher, because one outing is often too small of a sample size, especially if they're only going 3 or 4 innings. So you look at his last two outings, only 3 earned runs in 7 innings. In terms of maybe what you see from a big league pitcher, you know, that's more of like one full start at the big league level as opposed to the minor leagues. It might be 2. 2-2 just inside, and the count's full. But if you're striking out batters at the clip that Gibson is, then, you know, you can afford to give up some hits and runs here and there because the strikeouts limit damage in any scenario. You know, there's a move over to first, runner just back safely. If you can limit contact, that will always play. And Gibson, I mean, I know there's a lot of people excited about the strikeout numbers for him. I mentioned striking out over 12 batters per 9. Strikeout percentage is just over 31%. So he's striking out almost a third of the batters that he faces. 3-2, softly hit chopper to short. Arias takes it himself to second, throw to first, not in time. But a nice play by Leandro Arias over at shortstop to get that lead runner. New double play combo up the middle tonight for the Birds. And just a new look roster overall. I mean, overall, just a ton of roster movement. We'll take a look at some of the guys that have recently moved up from Delmarva and also some guys that have moved up from the Ironbirds roster to AA Bowie. One out and a runner at first here in the top of the second. No score. Here's the 7-hole hitter, Brian Gonzalez. First pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. So prior to the Hickory series last week, the Shorebirds sent Aaron Estrada, Anderson De Los Santos, and left-handed pitcher Jaron Beck up to the Ironbirds. So the Birds got 3 guys there. Look over at first. 1-0 ripped out to short past the diving Arias into left center. First to third for Chacon. And here's the throw a little bit late, and it skips over towards the third base dugout. And on the throw to third, Gonzalez gets to second. So second and third now with only 1 out. And we'll see what that gets scored as. Could be a single and an error or just a straight double. We'll see. But so Estrada, De Los Santos, and Beck come up from Delmarva. Angel Tejada and Davy Cruz went down to Delmarva to get some work in. Maxwell Costas was released, unfortunately. And then after the Hickory series, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, and Reed Trimble were all promoted to AA Bowie. So congratulations to that trio right there. Of course, losses for the Ironbirds, but it's Bowie's gain. Second and third with 1 out, no score, top 2. Infield in all the way around. First pitch to the 8-hole hitter, Andy Lugo, takes high. Check swing there. Counts 1-0. So Bradfield, Josenberger, and Trimble, 3 really electric ball players up in AA now. Always good to see guys get promoted, especially this time of year. 1-0. Chopper to short. They've got both runners caught up. Throw goes to first for the second out. And now Creed Willems has the ball. He's running at the runner between third and home. Toss to Retzbach, the catcher, who's running the lead runner back to third. A flip to Young. Now Young has to throw back to Willems. Willems racing back towards third, and he applies the tag on the lead runner, Chacon. An excellent job by the entire Ironbirds infield to get out of that inning with no runs on the board. A well-executed rundown for the double play. Miscommunications on the bases for the drive, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit. There was an error, and there was only one man left on. We'll head to the bottom of the second and try to recap what just happened when we go there next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. No score after an inning and a half in Aberdeen. Bottom of inning number two, Creed Willems, the first baseman, leads off. And the first pitch, swing and a miss there. It's 0-1. Willems is back in the lineup here in Aberdeen. For the first time in over a month, he was just activated from the IL this past Wednesday when the team was on the road at Hickory. And he had a great series down there, 0-1 outside. So Willems, Young, Cunningham, 4-5 and 6 due up against Rodriguez, who threw just six pitches in a 1-2-3 top of the first. Count is 1-1 on Willems. It's just great to see this guy back healthy. Off the end of the bat, over towards the third base dugout. It's 1-2. Creed went 5-for-10 with a homer and 5 RBIs in the Hickory series this past week. Got a little work behind the plate. Also was in the lineup as the DH. Said he felt great behind the dish. Said it feels just so good to be back. 1-2, fouled away. And he said it feels like he hasn't heard his walk-up song in forever. And, I mean, hey, that's a small detail of getting back onto the field, but just hasn't heard his walk-up song, you know, as he's walking up to the plate in over a month. So I know that's a really good feeling for Creed, and it's a good sign that he's healthy and ready to do some damage. 1-2, high and away. He's got a great eye at the plate, hitting 243 on the year with a 795 OPS, leads the team with 13 homers. And he is driven in 49 runs, one away from an even 50. 2-2, misses inside, counts full. And talking to Creed during batting practice today, he said in his last at-bat of the Hickory series, he had a man on second base. So an RBI opportunity, but he didn't get the job done to drive in that run. As he takes outside there, ball four, a leadoff walk. And I said, Creed, you know, that's not a big deal because now you get to get RBI number 50 here at home with me on the call for it. So, I mean, I think it worked out on both ends there. And you got to imagine that Creed's going to drive in at least one run on this homestand. We got 12 in a row at home. So he is a leadoff base runner. And he's down at first base for Carter Young, the switch-hitting third baseman. No score, bottom two. Birds looking for their first hit as Young takes a fastball in for a strike. It's 0-1. So earlier in the game, I said that Young had made an error on that ground ball to third. It was changed from an error to a hit. So it was an infield hit for Miguel Blaise of the drive. No error on Young. Now he awaits the 0-1 from Rodriguez. That's outside. It is 1-1. 6 feet 3 inches tall, Rodriguez is just 20 years old in his third pro season out of Trujillo Alto in Puerto Rico, which is near the capital city of San Juan. A ball and a strike on Young. Tapper in front of the mound. Easy play for the pitcher, Rodriguez. Throws over to first, and he takes care of Young, but it's a productive out for Carter as Willems moves up to second with one out. For another guy who is making his Iron Birds debut tonight in left fielder Jake Cunningham. So Cunningham was one of the four guys that just got promoted from Low A Delmarva before this game today. The guys found out yesterday they were going up. Look at second. The pitch from Rodriguez in for a strike. It's 0-1. No score, bottom two, runner at second with one down. So Estrada and Sosa, who have already batted, making their Birds debuts tonight. It's Jake Cunningham and then Leandro Arias and Anderson De Los Santos, all new in the lineup tonight. 0-1, ripped to left, sinking quickly. It's down in front of Chacon. It one hops to the left fielder. Here comes Willems all the way from second. Throws offline, and it's a head-first dive into second for Cunningham. The Birds lead it 1-0 on the RBI two-bagger from Jake Cunningham. And in his first at-bat as an Iron Bird, he picks up a hit and an RBI. An aggressive send from Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. in the third base coach's box, but Willems runs well. He made a really tight turn around third, and he scored pretty easily. So Cunningham, who flopped into second off of that turf, has taken off his protective gear and the batting gloves, giving them to first base coach Charles Bolden. So you cross off your first hit and your first RBI at a new level. Good to see Jake Cunningham with some early production. So they'll credit him with a single, and he advances to second on the throw. With Cunningham doing his thing, and here's Leandro Arias. First pitch, check swing, appeal, no swing. Tatum Littleton is the home plate umpire today, and Alex Shears has the bases. We'll see what Arias can do, the switch hitting shortstop. Long pause, the pitch. Popped up, foul, third base side. That one sneaks out of play. Birds lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Jake Cunningham, an RBI single, scoring Creed Willems, who walked to open the inning. So Cunningham, Sosa, Arias, and catcher Anudis Mordaunt, who's not playing tonight, were the four that were just promoted before this series. So finally caught up with all the recent promotions up to Aberdeen. Seven new players this week. 1-1. Off the end of the bat, grounder to first. Brian Gonzalez picks it up, and he races over to the bag for out number two. But Cunningham moves up to third, so an insurance run 90 feet away, with two down here in the second as the Birds look to extend their 1-0 lead. That brings up Anderson De Los Santos, the designated hitter. De Los Santos hit his first high A homer this past week at Hickory. So did Aaron Estrada. Birds hit a league-best 10 home runs against the Crawdads. Eight different players went deep in that series. There's a swing and a miss from De Los Santos, 0-1. Cunningham at third with two down, 1-0 Birds. As De Los Santos calls for time, he gets it. De Los Santos in his fourth pro season out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Takes low and away there, and the count is 1-1. Was signed by the Orioles on January 15th, 2021. He's only 20 years old. He was born in 2004. 82 games with the Shorebirds this season before the promotion. 19 extra base hits, along with a career-high 8 homers. 1-1, that's high. So, I mean, this guy's got some pop. I mean, not a big frame, but 8 homers, 42 driven in with the Shorebirds, and already 1 homer here with the Ironbirds. 2-1, swing to miss, it's 2-2. He spent all of 2023 with Delmarva and had spent all of 2024 with Delmarva before the promotion. Had 10 multi-hit games and 11 multi-RBI games with the Shorebirds. 2-2 just off the plate, and the count's full. That's a really good take from De Los Santos. Moves around the diamond a little bit. Of course, DHing tonight, but mainly a third baseman, has had a little bit of work at first. And the 3-2 pitch, that one missed just barely off the plate, and it's ball four. So a two-out walk to De Los Santos, that puts runners at the corners with two down for catcher Adam Retzbach. Birds looking to extend their 1-0 lead, a good start to this 12-game homestand. Retzbach stepping in. He went 3-for-18 in the Greenville series, but all three of his hits were for extra bases, a double, a triple, and a homer. This is a guy who has really impressed me this year. 7 homers, 36 driven in. A lot of extra base pop in that bat. Pitch misses low and away. And when you've got a catcher who has the power that Retzbach does, as well as, you know, relative speed for the position that he plays, to have that on the offensive side to go along with his game calling and defense behind the plate, it's a really solid player profile moving forward. Now a meeting on the mound between the battery mates, Rodriguez and Rosario, talking things over with Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper. Runners at first and third for the Ironbirds, already up 1-0 with two outs in the bottom of the second. Jake Cunningham delivered an RBI single to produce the first run of the game. And now Adam Retzbach has a chance to add some more runs with two outs. Retzbach, a 14th round pick out of Lehigh University in 2022. He's from the Scranton area in PA. Had a standout career at Lehigh. He became the first Patriot League Baseball Scholar Athlete of the Year winner in Lehigh University history back in 2022. So it's not just baseball. You know, he's got the brains and the grades, too. 1-0 pitch to Retz is in for a strike. It's 1-1. And when I talked to Adam about winning that award during episode 4 of All Mic'd Up earlier this year, which you can check out on my YouTube channel, he said he cared a lot about school, sometimes a little bit too much. Move over to first, runner back. But hey, you know, you got a Lehigh degree in the bag and you're playing professional baseball. I mean, I think it worked out for him. But Adam's just a really fun guy to talk to. I mean, a very, very smart guy. You know, you can tell. I mean, catchers are smart dudes. 1-1, tapper foul behind home plate, counts 1-2. In his free time, Rhett likes to read a lot. He also likes to play chess. You know, I'm not a chess guy. I've legitimately never played. I don't think it would be for me, though. I don't have the patience and maybe really the attention span. But that was one interesting fact I found out about Adam during our interview on All Mic'd Up. 1-2 off the plate. Counts 2-2. Rhett's had to do a bulk of the catching while Creed Willems was on the IL, and now that Willems is back, Rhett's will get a little bit more of a break and a little bit more action at first base and DH. Snap throw to first, and De Los Santos is back. He was caught leaning a little bit there, napping, and Rodriguez made a strong throw but couldn't get him. So De Los Santos at first and Cunningham at third. With count 2-2 on Retzbach, two down, bottom two. Bird's up 1-0. Big hole on the right side. De Los Santos takes off. Rhett's fouls one behind home plate over the press box. Now Retzbach doing a nice job fighting here and seeing pitches. Rodriguez is up to 31 pitches, so 25 this inning after just 6 in the first. Can the Birds add some two-out runs? We'll do the 2-2 again. De Los Santos takes off. Pitch Mitch is high. The throw down to second. It skips into the turf. And because of that, the runner from third, Cunningham, picked up on it. And he's in to score. So the Birds steal a run with two down. It's 2-0. So a stolen base for Anderson De Los Santos. The ball skipped into the turf. And then the second baseman, De Leon, who took the throw down to second, couldn't get a hold on it. Then it slipped out of his glove. And Cunningham, who read it right away, made it in to score without a throw back. So 2-0 Birds. And now a 3-2 pitch to Retzbach. Outside, ball four. So that'll go down as a double steal in the book. Two more stolen bases for the Ironbirds, who now have 310 stolen bases on the season. Now, why is that significant? Well, I mean, just the number itself is significant to have that many stolen bases in a full season, let alone with still a month left to go in the season. But it's significant because the Ironbirds are three stolen bases away from tying the 2017 Lancaster Jethawks, who had 313 regular season stolen bases, for the most since 1988. The all-time minor league record is 360 by the Florida State League affiliate of the Astros, the Osceola Astros, back in 88, but no team has had anywhere close to that since. The Ironbirds have a chance to not only get close, but get there. 0-1 pitch. That misses low to the leadoff man, Aaron Estrada, who is up for the second time already in the second inning. So the Birds three away from tying the Jethawks' regular season mark of 313. They had 13 in the postseason that year, so give them 326 overall. So if the Birds get by that before the end of the season, they'll have had the most stolen bases in a season in multiple decades. 1-1 pitch, fly ball down the left field line, foul, and it's into the seat. So it's 1-2 on Estrada. Birds lead it 2-0. Jake Cunningham, an RBI single, and then he scored on a delayed double steal. Estrada is in his third pro season. He is from Caja Seca in Venezuela. Just 19 years old. He was born in 2005. 1-2, skipped in the dirt. The catcher, Rosario, keeps it in front, and both runners stay put. So it's 2-2 now. I mean, it's you know, like, I'm just getting older, and the players keep getting younger. I mean, this dude was born on January 13th, 2005. I was over 9.5 years old at that point. I mean, what are we doing? It's a youth movement. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch, inside, ball three. A delayed steal from De Los Santos, and he gets to third. So another stolen base for the Ironbirds. It hasn't looked all that pretty in the inning, but the Birds have three stolen bases now, and we're only in the top of the second, or bottom of the second. I think De Los Santos thought that that pitch was 3-2 because he wasn't running that aggressively. Now a move over to first. Retz is back standing. But it worked out. He got to third safely. So 311 stolen bases now on the year for the Birds. Retzbach took off for second right there. Not something you see all that often. But it was because it was 3-2 to Estrada, but he fouled it away. Estrada was the Carolina League Player of the Month for June this year. Led the league in hits, runs, total bases, slugging percentage, and OPS in the month. 3-2, dribbles another one foul. And during that month of June, when he won Player of the Month with the Shorebirds, he hit .356 with a .416 on base percentage, and he slugged .589. 32 hits in a calendar month, it's not easy to do. 12 of them were for extra bases. Here's the 3-2 again, and that's outside for a ball. So three straight walks for Rodriguez, four in the inning. And that loads the bases for Tomas Sosa, the right fielder. Left-hander Nathan Landry is warming up in the drive bullpen. And what looked like it was going to be a relatively easy inning for Rodriguez, he had allowed one run but looked like he was going to get out of it. But now we're at the point where he's getting yanked from this game after getting just five outs. So three straight walks, four in the inning. And that is it for Greenville starter Elmer Rodriguez. So he is done. We will take a break and let you know more about Landry when we come back. Birds 2, drive nothing. Bases loaded, two down, bottom second. See if the Birds can add some more runs. Stay locked in on the broadcast. Left-hander Nathan Landry is the new pitcher for Greenville here in the bottom of the second inning. Ironbirds 2, drive nothing. Birds with two runs home in this inning already. And now the bases are loaded for the two-hole hitter Tomas Sosa with two down in the frame. Birds looking to hang a crooked number. First pitch to Sosa, skips in the dirt way outside. Rosario had to keep it in front and prevent a run from scoring. He did. And the count is 1-0. Sosa swung at the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first, sent it to deep center, but was out number two in that frame. Greenville starter Elmer Rodriguez out after just an inning and two-thirds. Walked four, did not strike anyone out. 1-0 outside corner. Wow, that one looked a lot more outside than some of the other pitches we've seen in this inning, but it is called a strike, 1-1. Rodriguez had gone four-plus innings in 13 of his 17 games this year, and the Birds just chased him after an inning and two-thirds. 1-1, breaking ball sent in the air to right field. Earhart is over, and he camps under it to make the catch to retire the side. Birds leave them loaded, but they get two in the inning. They do it on just one hit and four walks, no errors. And after two full, it is 2-0 Aberdeen. Top three coming up next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Hot start for the Ironbirds tonight. They lead the Greenville drive 2-0 as we go to the top of the third inning here in Aberdeen. The Birds sent eight men to the plate in a lengthy bottom of the second. They put up two runs on just one hit but took advantage of four walks. And it is 2-0 Aberdeen as we go to the third. Right-hander Trey Gibson back to work. He's looked really good so far. And he gets the nine-hole hitter, Framy De Leon, the second baseman. First pitch to De Leon is in for a strike, a fastball there. And the count is 0-1. So after De Leon, back to the top for Reamer and Blaise. Gibson working pretty quickly, and now he has a lead to work with. 0-1, outside corner for a strike. Good backdoor breaking ball there. Looked like the sweeper. And it is 0-2. So way ahead here. We'll see if he can pick up another strikeout. One so far. Gibson has the sign. 0-2 pitch. Just missed off the plate. Looked really good. Another backdoor breaking ball, but did not get the call. The drive have two hits so far, but neither have factored into getting them a run. De Leon stepped out, and now he's back in there. The count is 1-2. Gibson ready to rock. Next pitch, low and away. Looked like the changeup there, and that's a really good idea against the left-handed batter, De Leon. I mean, the changeup from a righty pitcher to a lefty hitter is such an effective pitch. And Gibson, with five pitches, has a wealth of pitches to go to. 2-2, liner down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It goes all the way to the corner. Cunningham picks it up as quickly as he can, throws it in, but it is a leadoff double for Framy De Leon. Little opposite field shot. And now the drive have a runner in scoring position. That's their third hit. Back to the top for Justin Reamer. So one more time for everybody scoring at home, the recent roster additions for the Ironbirds. So within the last week and a half, the Ironbirds have added Aaron Estrada, Anderson De Los Santos, Jared Beck, Jake Cunningham, Tomas Sosa, Leandro Arias, and Anudis Mordan. All right, now we are all caught up. First pitch misses high. And the count is 1-0 on Reamer. Birds up 2-0, top three. The Birds have also subtracted Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, and Reed Trimble, who have all been promoted to Double-A Bowie, so congrats to those guys. A couple guys sent down to Delmarva, a couple guys released, a couple guys off the IL as well. There is just a lot going on in Birdland, really throughout the entire minor league system, not just in Aberdeen. Counts 1-1 on Reamer. But that's what happens this time of year. With the trade deadline and as much movement as there was in the Orioles organization at the deadline, and then you've got the draft, which happened a couple weeks prior to that, and some of those guys filtering into the system now after signing. 1-1 pitch misses, it's 2-1. So between the recently drafted guys, the undrafted free agent signings, some guys from the FCL, once that season ended, moving up to Delmarva, I mean, there is just so much roster movement happening right now. So if you want to see what a transaction log can look like at this time of year, head over to the Ironbirds roster page and click on the transactions tab, and it is just littered with names up and down with movement from all over. It's an exciting time of year for a lot of these guys, moving up levels, the drafted guys coming into the organization. Of course, the guys going from high A to double A, that's a big jump there. 3-1 pitch to Reamer. That's in for a strike, counts full. So it's a fun time, really, to be associated with this team in any way, whether it's, you know, you're a parent or relative of one of the players out on the diamond, you know, for me as the broadcaster, whether you're a fan out there. I mean, just a really exciting time to see new talent come through Aberdeen and just get a feel for some more players within this Orioles system. I mean, there are future big leaguers out on the diamond right now. There were future big leaguers out on the diamond earlier before they went up to double A. Same with last year. I mean, you just never know where these guys are going to end up, and it's fun to see them develop into really good ball players at the lower levels. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Trey Gibson. That's his second of the night, and that is a huge K with the runner at second. So one out now, runner stays put, and that brings up Miguel Blaise. Blaise with an infield single his first time up. And we'll see what he can do here with one out and De Leon out at second. Birds 2, drive nothing. Drive out hitting the Birds 3-1, but walks have been a story tonight. There's a Fastball to the backstop past Retzbach. And it allows De Leon to move up to third. A wild pitch on Gibson. And now with a runner at third and only one out, the Ironbirds will bring the infield in all the way around to try to cut off this run. That's in for a strike. A good pitch at the bottom of the zone there from Gibson. And now is where he could really use another strikeout to keep those runners where they are. Keep that runner where he is. Only one out on the base paths. Now the middle infielders move back. Corners are up. 1-1. Chopper out to second. That'll bring home a run. But Estrada makes the play over to first. And the Birds will trade that out for the run. So the wild pitch, costly for the Birds. It is now a 2-1 game. But now, because of the ground out, two outs and the bases empty for the three-hole hitter, Zach Erhard. And I talk about this a lot. Whether you're ahead, it's a tie game, or down runs, if you can get outs, you know, if runners score, that's as long as you're getting an out for it to happen, you know, that's productive. So right there, you get an out, although the run scores. But the out's really more important, especially early in the game. 1-0. That misses inside. It's 2-0 now on the three-hole hitter. Gibson up to 44 pitches. He gets ready for number 45. Here it is. Fastball down the chute, 2-1. Little bit of a breeze tonight in Aberdeen. That flag in center is blowing just a little bit. Nice light blue skies off in the distance as the sun sets. 2-1. Hard hit grounder to short. Arias has it on two hops. Over to first. And the inning is over. A nice job by Trey Gibson to limit the damage and allow just the one run. So a run on a hit, no errors, and no one left on for Greenville in the top of the third. 2-1 Birds after 2.5. We'll head to the bottom of the third after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Coming to bat in the bottom of the third inning, up 2-1 here in game one of this six-game series. Elio Prado, Creed Willems, and Carter Young, 3-4-5 for the Birds, against left-hander Nathan Landry for the drive. He got the final out of the second. He's back out there. Prado shows bunt, takes a strike. The third baseman, Lugo, was way back, and he came racing in when he saw Prado show bunt. I don't know that Prado was actually looking to drop one down there, just to kind of put it in Lugo's head that he might. A one outside. It's 1-1. Prado hit a home run in his first game back fresh off the IL last week at Greenville. Went 3-for-9 in the series and showcased those bat-to-ball skills. 1-1. Hard hit ground ball to third. Lugo stays down on it, shuffles, and fires a bullet over to first to retire Prado. So one up, one down in the top of the third. That brings up Creed Willems, who walked and scored to start the rally in the second. It was a tough second inning for Elmer Rodriguez, who started for Greenville. After a six-pitch first inning, he threw 36 pitches and only 18 strikes in the second, and he only got two outs. He walked four, and he was yanked from the game after getting just five outs. Left on left for Willems. First pitch plunks him. I think that one got the elbow guard. He didn't even have a chance to get out of the way. So two plate appearances for Willems, two times on base. That'll get the on-base percentage up. And that brings up Carter Young. Young hit a tapper in front of the mound his first time. So we'll see what he can do here. Switch hitter flips around to the right side to hit against Landry, who has spent the entire year with Greenville so far this season. 25 years old, a native of Canada. Is Young a little bit ahead of a breaking ball there and fouls it back 0-1. Birds lead it 2-1, bottom three. A 5.52 ERA this year for Landry in 44 innings. 47 strikeouts entering the game. Opponents hitting 244 against him. Willems has a short lead at first, 0-1 to Young. Grounds it foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Young is playing in his team-high 87th game of the season for the Ironbirds. He's been healthy all year. He's produced. And he's really coming on strong as a hitter in this second half. 0-2 popped up behind first base. No one's there. A diving attempt from De Leon, and he made the catch. Throws back to first, and he doubles up Willems. That's a really nice play from Framie De Leon. A full extension dive in shallow right, and he throws back to first to complete the double play. Web gem style, and he gets the drive out of the inning. So no runs on, no hits, no errors, and no one left on for the Birds in the bottom of the third. A highlight reel grab gets the drive back in the dugout, and after three full here in Aberdeen, we'll head to the top of the fourth with the Birds leading 2-1. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Birds 2, drive 1. We go to the top of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Right-hander Trey Gibson back to work, trying to protect this one-run lead. 4, 5, and 6 for the drive as Ronald Rosario, the catcher, swings over the first pitch of the inning. It's quickly 0-1. Getting ahead of hitters has led to success for Gibson so far tonight. Just two strikeouts, but pitching to contact well and getting outs. 0-1, fouled back. It's 0-2, and you see here, ahead 0-2 quickly, just around the zone. That's what matters. No walk, or just one walk for Gibson tonight. It was a four-pitch walk to open the second that did not hurt him. Now the 0-2 pitch, got him. Fastball up and in, and it's another swing and a miss. So Gibson continues to rack up the whiffs, and he racks up his third K as well. The one up, one down here is Will Turner, the designated hitter. This is a very right-handed heavy drive lineup. Just one left-handed batter, it's Turner. So Gibson having his way against these righties. Third baseman Young in a little bit on Turner. First pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Framie DeLeon, the second baseman for Greenville, made a highlight reel full extension grab ranging out into shallow right field to rob Carter Young of a bloop base hit. He got up through to first to complete the double play. And that's how the drive got out of the bottom of the third. But Framie DeLeon showing off some range. He was closer to second base than first base where he was playing out on the turf. And he had to run a long way to get to that ball. But he made the catch. And, I mean, we're talking legitimate full extension. And then the awareness to get up and throw back to first to double up Willems. A really nice play. Adam Retzbach just went out to chat with Gibson. Those two just making sure they're on the same page. The ball and a strike on Turner with one out, no one on. Birds up a run. One. Just got a piece of it. Tap foul behind home. 1-2. Gibson last pitched on August 6th. And he went 3 innings in relief that day against Hickory. Struck out 5. Gave up just 2 runs. Grounded out to second. Estrada stays back on it. Sidearm throw to first. And it's 2 up, 2 down here in the fourth. So with 2 gone and the bases empty, here is Juan Chacon, the left fielder, who reached on a fielder's choice and was doubled up in that rundown in the top of the second. So with the game scoreless in the second, Greenville had runners at second and third and only one out. There was a chopper out to short, and the Birds got 2 outs on the play. A well-executed rundown in between third and home. First pitch breaker that came back over the plate. Chacon leaned out of the batter's box. Thought that was coming way inside, but it darted back over the plate. So it's 0-1. Next pitch, check swing. He held up. Oh, he went around. The first base umpire, Alex Shears, said he went. It's one of the cases where, you know, I didn't think it was even close, but Gibson gets the strike call. One more pitch to maybe get out of it. No balls and 2 strikes here in the fourth. Here's a fly ball to right center field. Sosa coming in, dives. Did he make the catch? He did. Tomas Sosa gets his glove on it in shallow right center. Gave up his body, and he picked up an out for his pitcher. Highlight reel plays on both sides tonight. And the defense shining early here in Aberdeen. Through 3.5, Birds up 2-1. Bottom 4 coming up next on MILB TV and Bally Live.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at goironbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
2-1, Ironbirds over the drive, bottom of the fourth inning in game one of this six-game series. Well, both teams flashing the leather so far tonight. Tomas Sosa in his Ironbirds debut just made a half-dive, half-lunging catch in right center field to help Trey Gibson get through a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Big play there. Sosa showing off the glove. We know he can hit. And now in the bottom of the fourth, it's Cunningham, Arias, and De Los Santos. Three new Ironbirds against left-hander Nathan Landry. First pitch to Cunningham outside, counts 1-0. Birds lead it by a run thanks to Jake Cunningham. He drove in the first run and scored the second back in that two-run second inning. Had the lone hit of the inning, has the lone hit of the game for the Birds. 1-0, liner to right, sinking quickly, and it's down in front of Earhart. Jake Cunningham is 2-for-2 to start his Ironbirds career, and he is a leadoff base runner here in the fourth. So Cunningham getting it done with the bat, went to the poolside his first time up. A little opposite field action here his second time. And now Leandro Arias, the switch hitting shortstop due up. He flips over to the right side to hit against Landry. Big hole on the right side for him. Cunningham a decent lead. First pitch swinging. Arias sends one to the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. Well, nice to see Cunningham get off to a hot start here in Aberdeen. We'll see if Arias can follow him up. Bounced to first in his first AB as a Bird. 0-1, swing and a miss at a changeup there, 0-2. Arias is the Orioles' number 11 overall prospect, according to MLBPipeline.com. And I will say, you know, take the prospect rankings with a grain of salt. They don't mean everything. It's just kind of a baseline for how industry professionals and outlets rate prospects in the system. Two-strike pitch just off the plate. It provides context. I think that's you know, the reason that I throw out those numbers and those rankings. But, you know, not everybody can be on a top prospect list, a top 30 list. But there are a lot of talented players in this system. So just because you're not on the list doesn't mean you're not a good ball player. Doesn't mean you won't make the bigs. But I think more than anything, the list, they provide context. And right now, Arias is a highly regarded prospect in the system. Been all of 2022 in the Dominican Summer League after he signed, and then last year in the FCL. Spent a bulk of this year with Delmarva, now up with Aberdeen. Pitch misses low and in there. It's 2-2. Birds lead it by a run here in the home fourth. Arias is at shortstop tonight. That is his main position. 41 starts at short with Delmarva, 14 at second. 2-2 pitch, fouls another one away, and it looks like Landry's really trying to stay inside on Arias right here. Well, the Orioles thought highly enough of Arias to give him a $600,000 signing bonus out of the DR back in 2022. Runner takes off, and it won't matter. Pitch is fouled away off to the right side, so Cunningham getting in on the running game. He technically stole home to score that run in the second inning. Now, it wasn't a straight steal of home, of course. Big difference. But on the throwdown to second for De Los Santos, who went off on the pitch, he then went on that return throw. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, a broken bat, flare to left center. It's down for a base hit. Cunningham's around second, heading for third. Throw goes into second. It's a base hit for Leandro Arias. And he has his first Ironbirds hit. Well, the barrel of the bat went flying over towards the Greenville dugout on the third baseline. Might have gone into the dugout. And although he's going to lose some lumber, he picks up his first hit at high A. So Arias follows Cunningham. And it's now first and third for Anderson De Los Santos. And the Birds have a chance to add to the 2-1 lead. De Los Santos walked and stole two bags his first time up. There are no outs here in the fourth. De Los Santos takes off the plate. Counts 1-0. Each team with three hits now in the game. But the Ironbirds have had traffic on the bases all night. Four walks and a hit by pitch as well. So eight total base runners, and we're not even halfway through. 1-0. Chopper to third. Lugo stays back on it, throws to second for one. Throw over to first. Not in time. It looked like the base umpire was about to make the out signal, but he called it safe at first. Cunningham stayed put at third. So a fielder's choice grounder for De Los Santos. Ari is cut down in the middle for the first out. And that brings up Retzbach with the same situation. First and third, but one out this time. And the Birds still holding on to that one-run lead. Can they add more? Four innings of one-run ball for Trey Gibson on the flip side. Birds looking to give him some more support. First pitch to Retz, low and in. Squirted away from Rosario, but it stayed close. Elmer Rodriguez just did not have it tonight. Entered the game with a 2.43 ERA over 74 innings of work between low A and high A. And the Birds chased him from the game after just an inning and two-thirds. Next pitch to Retzbach. Fastball inside corner from Landry. It's 1-1. This new-look Iron Birds roster, I mean, these guys look like they've been here all year. I mean, really no rust coming up from Delmarva. No growing pains to start their high A tenures. These guys were ready to play. 1-1 popped up right side of the diamond into foul ground. The right fielder, Erhardt, is over, makes the catch, throw to the plate, is right on line. Cunningham stays put, but a nice heads-up base-running decision by the runner at first, De Los Santos. He gets to second. And with two outs, it's second and third for the leadoff man, Aaron Estrada. Well, that was far enough down the right field line that you thought maybe Cunningham would test it, but didn't want to risk it with only one out. So the catch made by the right fielder, Erhard. So two down, but second and third for Estrada. Flips over to the right side to hit against Landry, and he takes low and in. Counts 1-0. Estrada, one of the most exciting players in the Orioles system, a very underrated player who you're going to continue to hear more about as he goes on throughout his career. 1-0 is outside. It's 2-0. Another Venezuelan native joining the Ironbirds roster to go along with Elio Prado and Noelberth Romero. Here's the 2-0 from Landry, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Estrada was the Carolina League leader in hits when he was promoted to the Ironbirds before the Hickory series. He was the only player in the league with triple-digit knocks. Had 103 in 91 games for the Shorebirds. See what he can do with this 2-1 pitch, low and in, ball three. He was also second in total bases in the league, tied for second in games played, third in batting average, 11th in on-base percentage, 9th in slugging percentage, and 8th in OPS. I mean, hey, if you're in the top 10 in all those categories, you're doing something right. Big 3-1 pitch coming to Estrada right here. That's in for a strike. Both teams have bullpen action right now. Left-hander Cooper McKeon is throwing for the Ironbirds with a right-hander loosening up for Greenville. Bryce Bonin in their pen. Long pause. Here's the 3-2. Estrada fouls it back. We'll see if Aaron can get one into the outfield, bring home a couple with a base knock. Birds lead it 2-1 home fourth. Really long pause from Landry. 3-2 again, outside ball four. Another walk. That's the first walk issued by Landry, although he did hit a batter. And now another visit from Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper. So between the hit-by-pitch and the walk from Landry and the four walks from Rodriguez, that's six runners who have reached on free passes. Birds still with just two runs in this game. They left the bases loaded in the second. They have the bases loaded here in the fourth. They can really break this thing open with the two-hole hitter Tomas Sosa due up. So Estrada walks for the second time in three plate appearances. Sosa is 0-for-2 with a couple of flyouts. He made a highlight reel grab for the final out of the top of the fourth in right center field. And now the tall and lanky outfielder will try to do some damage with the bat. He is the sixth man to bat in this frame. Number 18 on the Orioles' top 30 list, according to MLB Pipeline. Left on left, swing and a miss at a first pitch breaker. It's 0-1. Originally signed for $400,000 out of Villa Maya in the Dominican Republic, signed in January of 2022. A fast rising prospect, just 19 years old. 0-1 way outside. It's 1-1. Birds have the bags juiced. Cunningham at third. De Los Santos at second. Estrada at first. Sosa has received some player comparisons to former Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Gregory Polanco because of his size, his build, his batting stance, everything. 1-1 flipped out of play. It's 1-2. And as soon as I saw him today around the batting turtle during batting practice, I was like, yeah, that comparison fits. He has that really tall and lanky body, the left-handed swing. Definitely looks like Gregory Polanco up in that batter's box. I mean, this dude is almost all legs. He has some really long legs. And the guy who can run the bases, can swipe some bags. He's got extra base power, too. Here's the 1-2 to Sosa. Fastball called strike three right down the chute. He knew it. And the inning is over. It's a big strikeout for Landry, the first of the night for the drive. And the Birds leave him loaded once again. So no runs on two hits, no errors, and those three men left on base. Birds still lead it 2-1 after four. We'll head to the top of the fifth here. We got a good one in Aberdeen. Stay locked in with me on MILB TV and Bally Live. Birds 2, drive 1, top of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Trey Gibson back to work in the top of the fifth. 56 pitches through four innings of one-run ball so far. He's looked really good, three strikeouts, and he's only allowed three hits. He's retired the last six batters he faced. He worked a 1-2-3 fourth, and now he gets 7-8-9, Gonzalez, Lugo, De Leon. First pitch to Brian Gonzalez, misses low. Counts 1-0. The Birds got both of their runs in the second. The drive came back with one in the third. Birds have left the bases loaded twice tonight, looking to cash in the rest of the way. 1-0, just missed. Left-hander Cooper McKeon continues to throw in the Birds' bullpen. We'll see if Gibson gets through this fifth. Here he is out of the windup, 2-0, gets a swing and a miss there. Good fastball up and in. That's been a really effective pitch for him so far tonight. Gonzalez singled his first time up, then got to second on the throw to third that set up second and third at the time. There's a fastball right down the chute, 2-2. The drive had second and third, one out in the second, didn't score. Some miscommunication on the base pass and some bad base running led to a double play. Birds executed a rundown and caught a runner between third and home. A couple taps of the plate for Gonzalez. He's ready to hit in that righty batter's box. Two balls and two strikes. Gibson ready. Off the hands, out to short. Arias gobbles it up, throws to first. That's out number one here in the fifth. Another ground ball out. And Gibson has done a nice job keeping the ball on the ground, and it's part of the reason why he just has not allowed many long balls this year. I mean, this is a guy who keeps the ball down in the zone. He gets guys to just beat the baseball into the grass or the turf, wherever they're playing. And just three homers allowed this year. A steady diet of ground ball outs. That works really at any level. First pitch strike to the eight-hole hitter Lugo, who hit the ground ball to short with second and third and one out in the second that turned into an inning-ending double play. Here's Gibson's 0-1. That's in there as well, 0-2. Gibson's another guy who spent most of the season at Low-A Delmarva before a promotion. Gibson came up just before the All-Star break. 0-2 misses inside. Counts 1-2. Gibson had a stellar Ironbirds debut, which came on the road. 5 1/3 shutout innings at Asheville on July 13th. I mean, from the start, this guy was locked in. 1-2, breaking ball misses low and in 2-2. But to do that in your first start at a new level on the road after the quick promotion, I mean, that's not easy to do. So a lot of credit to Trey for what he did in that outing, and he's been really consistent ever since. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the pitch on the inner half. And it's number 4 in the strikeout department for Gibson. He's set down 8 in a row, and that is how his night will come to an end. Felipe is out of the Ironbirds dugout. He's going to make the move to the left-hander McKeon. So the line is closed on Gibson since there's no one on base right now. We'll let you know what that is when we come back. But 4 2/3, really solid innings tonight from Trey Gibson in the opener of this 12-game homestand. McKeon coming in. We'll let you know about him when we come back. Birds lead at 2-1. No one on with two outs in the top of the fifth here on the Birds Broadcast Network. Left-hander Cooper McKeon is the new pitcher for the Birds here in the top of the fifth. No one on, two outs. Birds lead it by a run. Trey Gibson done after 4 2/3 innings. And now the nine-hole hitter, Framie DeLeon. First pitch, and DeLeon, the right-handed batter, swings and misses. A switch hitter, DeLeon, that is. He was batting lefty his first time up against the righty Gibson, but now flips around. Now the 0-1 pitch from McKeon popped up behind home plate, a little bit off to the first base side. It's 0-2. So nice job by McKeon to quickly get ahead of DeLeon, who doubled and scored back in the third to bring home the only run for the drive. 2-1 Birds. Final line on Gibson. Gave up just the one run on three hits, four strikeouts, one walk in 4 2/3. Threw 66 pitches, 39 strikes. He was really effective tonight. Now it's the bullpen's turn. 0-2, half-hearted check swing. He went around, and Cooper McKeon picks up a three-pitch strikeout. to get the Birds out of the top of the fifth. A 1-2-3 inning, two pitchers combined for it. And we are through 4.5 here in the Dean. Birds holding on to that slim 2-1 lead. We'll see what they can do with the bats in the bottom of the fifth when we come back on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Move to the home half of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen. Birds 2, drive 1. Elio Prado, Creed Willems, and Carter Young do up against right-hander Bryce Bonin, the new pitcher for Greenville. Bonin ready to rock. First pitch to Prado is a fastball right down the middle, and it's 0-1. Prado is 0-2 tonight. See if he can get something started against the third arm of the night for Greenville. Nathan Landry was really solid in relief. 0-1 inside on Prado, and Landry came into a tough spot, two outs, and the bases loaded in the second inning. Picked up a flyout to get out of that, and then scoreless baseball in his next two frames. There's the 1-1 to Prado. And that one missed. Appeal down to first, no swing. So Landry went 2 1/3, two hits, no runs. In relief of Elmer Rodriguez, who went just an inning and two-thirds. 2-1 to Prado. Fly ball center field. Blase a couple steps to his right. Now in one. He makes the catch. And Prado is set down. Well, he continues to get the bat on the ball. A one up, one down. Right-hander Daniel Lloyd loosening up in the Birds' bullpen as Creed Willems steps into the lefty batter's box. Two plate appearances so far. No official at bat. A walk and a hit by pitch. Scored the first run of the game for the Birds back in the second. First pitch to Creed, missed a little bit off the plate. Talking to Creed around the batting cage earlier today, and I mean, one of the most fun guys to chat with, regardless of what we're talking about, whether it's baseball, non-baseball stuff. 1-0, pitch misses outside 2-0, and right away, he noticed, you know, the new facial hair situation that I got going on. Trying something new, I've got the goatee look going, got the stash and, you know, the chin hair with the soul patch all going on. Not something I've rocked before. 2-0, that's high and away. It's 3-0 on Willems. And Creed gave me the shout-out right away. Noticed the goatee, said he likes it. Hey, I've gotten some overwhelmingly positive feedback on the goatee so far, and we'll see how long I rock with it. Counts 3-0. See if Creed has the green light here. Swings and misses. It's 3-1. I had a feeling he just wanted a hack right there. Already a walk and a hit by pitch. Count was 3-0. Dude's ready to swing the bat. Three-one pitch from Bonin. Breaking ball sent out to second on a few hops. De Leon has it over to first, and Willems is retired. So two up, two down for Bonin. So we got Zach Fruit on the mound tomorrow night here in Aberdeen, and Fruit's been rocking the mustache all year. I think what I'll do is I'll shave the hair on the chin and just go straight mustache tomorrow for Fruit on his start day. I think that has to happen. You know, I got to do that at least once this year. Two up, two down. Here's Young. Takes low and away. Birds lead a 2-1 home fifth. I'm taking suggestions, Ironbirds fans. So if you want to, you know, slide in the DMs or, you know, comment on any tweet at the Ironbirds, let them know what you think. What should I go with? You know, Fruit's on the mound tomorrow. Do I go full mustache? Do I keep the goatee? I mean, these are big decisions. A lot of different ways we could go here. Feedback always welcomed on the broadcast, the facial hair, whatever. 2-0-1 Young flips back around to the left side against the righty. So he has gone lefty, righty, lefty tonight, facing three different pitchers. Popped out into a double play his last time up, was robbed of a hit. Now he sends the 2-1 pitch down the left field line. Is it going to stay in play? It does. And the left fielder, Chacon, made the grab along that padded wall in foul ground. Nice grab right there and the awareness to make that catch with the wall in play. So a 1-2-3 inning for Bonin, inning over. And we have played five here in the Dean with the Birds still ahead 2-1. Top six coming up next on MILB TV and Bally Live. Ironbirds 2, drive 1. Birds holding on to this one-run lead as we go to the top of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen. Right-hander Daniel Lloyd is the Birds' new pitcher. Cooper McKeon done after a third of an inning out of the pen, threw three pitches, got three strikes, and picked up a strikeout to get the Birds out of that fifth inning. A 1-2-3 fifth between Gibson and McKeon. And now Lloyd starts the leadoff man Reamer off with strike one here in the sixth. So top of the order for Lloyd, Reamer, Blase, and Earhart. Just one run on three hits for the drive so far tonight. Two runs on three hits for the Birds. Reamer out of the righty batter's box takes high, and the count is 1-1. Lloyd getting the bulk innings in relief tonight. 14th round pick of the O's in 2021 out of South Carolina. 24 years old. Was really good for the Ironbirds last year. 1-1, sweeper across the plate. It's 1-2. Lloyd pitched once during that Hickory series. 4 1/3 innings of work, three strikeouts back on August 7th. 1-2 off of Retzbach's glove to the backstop. And it doesn't matter with no one on base, although he thought that might have gotten called strike three. It looked like it was close. Now, if it was called strike three, he would have had to go after that. 9 in a row set down by the Birds pitching staff. 2-2, fouled away down the right field line. Count stays where it is. Lloyd taking his time getting set out on the mound. Four-pitch pitcher, fastball, cutter, slider, splitter. He's got a really nice mix to work with. 2-2 pitch, fastball just missed. Wow. Man, that one looked really good, and I know Lloyd wanted that one. Picks up the rosin bag, gets back on the mound. He's going to have to make another pitch, but that one looked like it was right there. A freeze-em fastball and didn't get the call. All four infielders back. Outfield straight away. Here's the 3-2. Liner to short. On one hop, it eats up Arias and goes into left center. We'll see if that scored a hit or an error. Probably a hit because of how hard it was hit. And Arias was back. You know, maybe if he's up another half step, he catches it. But a leadoff base runner for the drive, and that breaks up the streak of 9 in a row set down. But that's tough because, it's, you know, the umpires have a tough job, but that looked like strike 3 to Reamer the pitch before that. Move over to first, runner back. So, a leadoff base hit for Justin Reamer. Actually, they called it an error, so an E6. Fastball down the chute there. Lloyd looking to regroup after the error. First error of the night for either squad. Birds lead it by one, top of the sixth, tying runs at first with no outs. Pitch to Blaze is in for a strike. Nice one there. Somebody asked me recently what my favorite episode of All Mic'd Up was in the 2 years that I've been doing it here in Aberdeen. And it's a really tough one to answer because they all mean something to me. They were all fun, the ones that I've already done, the ones that I'm going to do. I mean, I love doing those interviews. It's really tough to pick. 0-2 just got a piece, fouled back, and Blaze stays alive. But I had to give, you know, I can't just make a cop-out answer and say, oh, they're all great. I said my favorite that I've done the last 2 years was episode 9 from the 2023 season that featured Daniel Lloyd and Trace Bright, who's up with AA Bowie right now. There's just something about that one. Just great vibes throughout the whole interview. Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss. Right on cue, Daniel Lloyd picks up his first strikeout and his first out of the night. And that keeps the runner at first. Here's Zach Earhart. You know, that episode 9 last year with Trace and Daniel, I mean, it's the end of the year, we're winding down, and to get those two guys who are really good friends together for an interview, they just played off each other so well. It was a really fun sit-down interview, went for about 15 minutes, snap throw to first, and the runner is back safely. Well, Daniel's got a great personality, and to see, you know, those two in that interview last year feed off of each other like all these guys do with their teammates. I mean, it just brings out the personalities, and it's fun seeing these guys interact with each other. You know, this is a job, and they're working as Lloyd misses outside. But at the same time, it's a game, and these guys are friends. You know, they're not just teammates out there. So, I mean, that to this point is the best, I think, overall all mic'd up that I've done just because of, you know, the great back and forth that we had in that conversation. 2-0. That one misses. The count's 3-0. And I asked Trace and Daniel last year in the interview, who's the easiest teammate to pick on and make fun of? And Trace immediately said Lloyd, which was really cool. 3-0 pitch. That's outside ball four. It was just so funny in the moment. And I know Daniel was expecting Trace to say that. But right away I said, who's the easiest teammate to pick on and make fun of? Trace said, this guy right here, gave him a pat on the back. And, you know, those interviews when you can get just genuine reactions and smiles and laughs out of these guys, I mean, that's what makes the interview. You know, it's not them talking about what they were thinking about out on the mound in a big situation or what a guy's approach was at the plate. It's about who these guys are as people and not just as athletes. So, I mean, you know, when I got asked that question on a recent podcast interview, that's one that jumped out right away. And to this point, that's my answer. Just a really fun interview with Daniel is he now tries to get out of this first and second jam with one out. Broken bat, grounder up the middle to short, could be two. Flip to second for one, over to first, an inning-ending double play, and the Birds get out of it. Lloyd rolls up a ground ball, Earhart hits into the twin killing, and the inning is over. So the Birds strand a couple, and they lead it 2-1 after 5.5. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. and see if the Birds can extend this lead. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the sixth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds 2, Drive 1. The Birds got both of their runs in the second. The Drive got their run in the third. A lot of zeros on the board tonight as Jake Cunningham, the left fielder, steps in. First pitch from righty Bryce Bonin misses inside 1-0. Cunningham is 2-for-2 in his Iron Birds debut tonight. An RBI single and a run in the second, a single in the fourth. Now the 1-0. Way ahead of a breaking ball there. It is 1-1. Couple of hard hit balls, left center, then right field. Cunningham with that 1,000 batting average. 1-1, and it stays 1,000. A sharply hit ball to the right side. It's through into the outfield. And Jake Cunningham is 3-for-3 in his Iron Birds debut. Well, once he makes an out, it's all downhill from here. That 1,000 average just will just continue to plummet. But for the time being, he is at that cool 1,000 average. So a 3-for-3 night for Jake Cunningham, finding the holes on the diamond. And he is a leadoff base runner for Leandro Arias. Singled his last time up for his first high A hit. Cunningham takes off for second, swing and a miss, throw down is a little bit late, it skips into center. A stolen base for Cunningham, and he gets up to go to third. Here's the throw, it hits him in the helmet. He would have been safe anyway, but now a runner at third and no outs for the Birds. Just like that, from first to third on one pitch. Looks like Cunningham is okay. He took his helmet off, and he's trying to shake that off over by that third base bag. Well, this is what the Birds do. They create chaos on the bases. A stolen base, the error on the catcher, Rosario, puts a runner at third now. And the infield comes in all the way around for the Drive. Switch hitter batting from the left side. 0-1, check swing, he went around, it's 0-2. So Cunningham a single to right. Next pitch, he steals second. Throw goes into center, he gets to third. The Ironbirds are 4-for-4 on the base paths tonight. Up to 312 stolen bases on the season. Bonin's set on the mound. Here's his 0-2. It's high, and that's where the catcher, Rosario, wanted it, but a little bit too high. 1-2. Birds have four hits. Cunningham has three of them. Infield remains in. He has a big lead at third. And now the 1-2 pitch to Arias. High and away, 2-2. Birds could really use this insurance run. Get some breathing room here in the middle of the late innings. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gets out of the catcher Rosario's mitt. He has to throw down to first. He does to complete the strikeout. And Cunningham stays put at third. So a strikeout and a 2-3 put out. Good awareness by Arias to realize that he could run to first there because that forced Rosario to make the throw to first. You just never know on those plays. So now one out and a man at third for Anderson De Los Santos. Right-handed batter is 0-1 with a walk and a couple of stolen bases tonight. Infield stays in. Pitch from Bonin upstairs and inside. So it's 1-0. The Birds left Cunningham at third base back in the fourth. Hoping to get him in here in the sixth. 1-0, half-hearted swing. Cunningham thought about headed home as that ball got away from Rosario, but he stayed put. That ball trickled over towards that first base dugout, but Rosario got to it quickly. Ironbirds 2, Drive 1, home half of the sixth. The Ironbirds and Drive met one time last year, the final week of the 2023 season. The Ironbirds won all six games in this ballpark. Couple of walk-off wins in that series, including on the final day of the season when Elio Prado broke for home on a ball in the dirt. Birds won their final six to end the year last year. They did not make the playoffs. The Drive did. They won the first half title in the South Division and went on to win the whole thing. 1-1. That's a little bit low. So it was kind of crazy to see the Drive get swept here at Aberdeen to end the series last year. And anytime you see a team get swept to end the year going into the playoffs, you're thinking like, all right, this team's toast. But they won the division series, they got to the championship series, and defeated the Hudson Valley Renegades in a two-game sweep. 2-1 off the plate, 3-1. So the defending champs are in town, and the Ironbirds, who have a legitimate shot at the postseason this year, as well as the Drive again. This series means a lot for both clubs. Cunningham still at third with one out. Here's the 3-1. De Los Santos pops it up into shallow right field, into foul ground, now back into fair territory. Earhart makes the catch. Throw home is a little bit up the line, but it didn't matter. Cunningham stayed put. And now it's two outs with a man on third. So that's a tough break for the Ironbirds. With no outs and a man at third, strikeout and a shallow flyout. That brings up Retz. Retzbach is 0-1 with a walk tonight. Birds lead it 2-1. See if they can get Cunningham in with two down now. First pitch from Bonin to Retzbach, misses up and in. Counts 1-0. Bonin worked a 1-2-3 fifth. 25-year-old righty from Webster, Texas. Third-round pick of the Reds in 2020 out of Texas Tech. 1-0. A little bit inside. Missed all of last year with an injury. Back on a professional mound in the Red Sox system this year. 2-0. Retzbach takes a strike. Bonin entered today's game with a 4.02 ERA and 17 relief appearances for the Drive. Came in with opponents hitting 152 against him. He's allowed a hit so far tonight. See if Retz has one in him. Cunningham still at third. 2-1, swing and a miss. Big lead for Cunningham at third because the third baseman Lugo is deep. With count 2-2, Retz asked for time. He steps out. Bonin taking his time to re-toe the rubber. He's back on the mound. Two balls and two strikes on Retzbach here in the home half of the sixth. Big insurance run 90 feet away. Next pitch, liner up the middle. It sneaks through into left center, and it's a two-out RBI single for Adam Retzbach. Birds lead it 3-1 as Retz just got a piece of that one. Didn't even really finish his swing. A three-quarter swing there, sent it up the middle. And the Birds do indeed cash in Jake Cunningham from third. So Retzbach picks up his first hit of the night. And that all-important insurance run comes in with two down. They did not make it easy, but they made it work. And for Retzbach, that's RBI number 37 on the year. Move over to first. He's back with the dive. So the Birds score for the first time since the second inning. It's 3-1 Aberdeen. Thanks to a little two-out bingo from Retzbach. But Cunningham scores his second run of the night. Big swing and a miss from Aaron Estrada. He looked like he wanted to send that one onto I-95. So a two-out, two-strike knock from Retz. He's got a short lead at first. See if Aaron Estrada can do something with the bat. Another move over to first, and Retzbach safe. First baseman Gonzalez thought they got him. But Retz got in there. 103 hits with the Delmarva Shorebirds. A couple of hits so far with the Ironbirds. Here's the 0-1. Estrada sends one to deep right field. Earhart's back. It's over his head. It one hops the base of the wall. Retzbach's heading around third, and he's in to score. It's an RBI double for Aaron Estrada, and the Birds tack on another. It's 4-1. Now Aaron Estrada gets the barrel on the baseball, sent it to deep right center. And the Birds tack on another two-out run. Two runs home in this sixth inning, and the lead is up to three. Got a pitch out over the zone, and I said it earlier in the AB. It looked like he wanted to put one on to I-95. Well, he didn't quite get it there, but smoked it with authority to the gap, and here's Tomas Sosa. First pitch to Sosa, misses a little bit high, and the count is 1-0. So Estrada getting it done. That's his fifth hit already as an Ironbird in just his seventh game. Guy who can play all the way around the diamond. And he picks up his fourth RBI as an Ironbird. So Estrada's just one of those guys. He's going to hit everywhere he goes. He's that type of player. You know, some guys just hit. The average is always around 300 and, you know, the extra base pop. I mean, that's who Estrada is. And now Bonnet upset with himself after allowing the double, had a quick chat with Rosario, the catcher. So Estrada at second. See if Sosa can trade places with him. 1-0 pitch, outside corner for a strike. Birds lead at 4-1, their largest lead of the night. It's a great start to this homestand. But a lot of baseball left to be played tonight. They got to finish it off. Birds up to six hits now in the game. 1-1, low and in, 2-1. I've spent some time throughout the broadcast tonight talking about all the roster movement in the Orioles organization lately that has affected the Ironbirds. Six new members of the roster since last Tuesday's series opener at Hickory. Reinforcements for sure. I mean, these guys are producing right away. 2-1, swing and a miss from Sosa. It's 2-2. And that's what I've noticed when guys come up from Delmarva to Aberdeen. Even some of the guys from the FCL that come here to fill roster spots at times. I mean, when these guys come up to the higher level, there's really not too much of a learning curve. I mean, these guys are in there right away producing. 2-2. Fly ball to deep center field. Blaise goes back, and he makes the catch. But the Birds put up two runs. They do it on three hits, an RBI single from Adam Retzbach, an RBI double from Aaron Estrada. No errors in the inning. One man left on through six full in the Dean. The Birds lead it 4-1. We'll head to the top of the seventh after this on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Daniel Lloyd goes back to work for the Birds in the top of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen, working with a three-run cushion, 4-1 Birds over the drive. Two runs with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. They did it on three hits in the inning. And now Lloyd will go back to work. He gets Will Turner, the five-hole hitter. Left-handed swinger steps in and swings at the first pitch, sends it to the netting behind home plate. Quickly 0-1. Turner, Chacon, and Gonzalez. Birds looking for a big shutdown inning after scoring two in the last half. All four infielders back deep. A little bit of a lefty shift on. 0-1 outside, 1-1. Well, if you're just joining us or just recently joined us, the Birds led 2-0 after two. The drive got one in the top of the third, and the Birds just extended their lead with two in the home sixth. Lloyd paints the outside corner with a fastball there. It's 1-2. Turner is 0-1 with a walk tonight. Lloyd comes set again. Retz wants it high. 1-2, he gets it there, and he picks up another strikeout. Strikeout number two for Daniel Lloyd, and a good start to the top of the seventh. Needing that shutdown frame, it's so important to get that leadoff man. Lloyd just hitting the glove right there, top of the zone. That brings up Juan Chacon, the left fielder. Tomas Sosa robbed him of a hit in the fourth inning to help Trey Gibson through a 1-2-3 frame. First pitch high. Middle infielders both deep. Young is up just a little bit at third. Still behind the bag depth-wise, but a little bit more in than anybody else. Willems is up just a bit as well. Count is 1-1 after that foul ball from Chacon. Popped up right side. And that one finds its way onto the concourse, 1-2. So Lloyd ahead here. Both teams deep into their bullpen so far tonight, 1-2 fouled away. Lloyd is the third pitcher of the night for the Ironbirds. The Drive have used three through six innings on their side. And right on cue, they've got another man up in the pen, left-hander Jeremy Wu Yelland. See if he comes off for the seventh. Lloyd's next pitch fouled away. Count stays 1-2. Trey Gibson started 4 2/3 innings of one-run ball. He was really good. Threw just 66 pitches in those 4 2/3. 1-2. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Daniel Lloyd, and it's 2-up, 2-down here in the seventh. And then after Gibson, Cooper McKeon threw three pitches to pick up a strikeout against the only batter he faced. And it's been Lloyd ever since, an inning and 2/3 scoreless. So here's Brian Gonzalez, 1-for-2 with a single. Chance for a 1-2-3 frame. Lloyd set, swing and a miss on the 0-0. Nasty slider across the zone right there. So Lloyd ahead of another hitter. Looks like he's really settling in tonight. Ground ball past the diving shortstop Arias. And, of course, just as I say that, there's a base hit for Gonzalez. But that's just a nice piece of hitting there, taking it to the pool side. No damage done right now. Runner at first with two down. No big deal. That brings up Andy Lugo, the third baseman. Lloyd got a double play ball to get him out of a first and second one-out jam in the sixth. Doesn't need a double play ball here. There are two outs, but ground ball would work. He's kept the ball on the ground so far tonight pretty well. Missing a lot of bats, too. Three strikeouts already, and he's only gotten five outs. 0-1 pitch coming up. Runner takes off. Pitch misses low and away. Retzbach from his knees down to second. It skips in the turf into center field, and that allows Gonzalez to get to third. So a stolen base for Gonzalez, a throwing error on Retzbach. That's a tough one. The second baseman Estrada tried to pick that one off the short hop. It ran up his arm into center. Retz didn't really have a chance there. I mean, Gonzalez had such a huge jump. Retz had to throw from his knees. 1-1. Flipped foul. It's 1-2. But with two outs, it's not a big deal. Lloyd gets him here. Don't have to worry about it. Ball and two strikes. Lloyd ready. Next pitch. Got him. Good pitch on the outer half, and Daniel Lloyd picks up three more strikeouts in a scoreless seventh. Well, he is locked in. So are the Birds. They lead it 4-1 through 6.5. And we'll go to the home half of the seventh. See if the Birds can extend this three-run lead. Stay locked in with me on MILB TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Birds lead it 4-1 over the drive in game one of this six-game series between the two farm clubs of the AL East rival, Orioles and Red Sox, the drive, the high A affiliate of the Sox. The 2023 South Atlantic League champions in town this week. The Birds swept them in a six-game series to end the regular season last year, and they are looking to put one in the win column tonight to open this six-game series here this year. Prado, Willems, and Young set to lead off here in the seventh against another new pitcher for the drive. Their fourth arm of the night, they go to another lefty, and it's Jeremy Wu Yelland, 6'2 southpaw from Seattle, Washington. Fourth round pick in 2020. First pitch misses outside, and Prado is ahead in the count 1-0. So Wu Yelland, the new arm for Greenville. His next pitch misses as well. Prado is 0-3 tonight, although he's put the ball in play three times. This is a guy who just does not strike out much. In the Hickory series last week, Prado skies one to right field, but right at Earhart. Prado did not strike out once in that Greenville series last week. And again, 0 for 4 tonight, but still putting the ball in play. And it's just good to see him healthy. Same can be said for Creed Willems, who is back in the lineup. He rejoined the team on Wednesday at Hickory and had 5 hits over the final 5 days of that series against the Crawdads. A homer and 5 driven in. Swings at the first pitch and slashes it foul off the facing of the upper deck down the third base line. Counts 0-1. So Wu Yellen picks up the first out of the inning. 1 up, 1 down. Birds lead it 4-1. Wu Yellen takes over from Bryce Bonin. Willems rips one to right field, but again, right at Earhart. He had to make a leaping grab in right shy of the track. That one got on him in a hurry. But Willems is retired for out number 2. So quick work for Wu Yellen. That brings up Carter Young. Wu Yellen, 25 years old. He played his college ball at Hawaii. Third pro season, he spent this entire year with Greenville. First pitch misses inside, 1-0. So he was drafted during the COVID-shortened 2020 big league season, in which the draft was shortened to 5 rounds. Did not debut until 2021, of course, because of the pandemic. Chopper up the middle. De Leon, the second baseman, backhands it, throws to first, dug out by Gonzalez. And a really nice play there takes a possible infield hit away from Carter Young. 4-3 on the putout. 1-2-3 go the Birds. And through 7 full, they're still hanging on to that 3-run lead. 4-1 Aberdeen over Greenville. Top 8 coming up next. Stay locked in with us on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the 8th inning here in Aberdeen. The Birds lead the drive 4-1. Daniel Lloyd back to work. He's looked really good tonight. First pitch of the 8th is chopped off of the foot of Framy De Leon as he hobbles around to try to regroup. He'll get a few extra seconds, but pitch bearing down and in on him. He swung at it and chopped that one off of what I believe was his front foot. And, of course, he's got the shin guard on as well, but I mean, how often do we see that? Or how often do we talk about that? A guy's got the shin guard on, and he fouls a pitch off of his foot or his leg or his ankle, and it just misses the guard. But right now, De Leon fighting through the pain. Retzbach will go out and chat with Lloyd because they have some extra time. And now a visit from Greenville manager Iggy Suarez to make sure that De Leon is okay, and a quick visit from the Greenville athletic trainer, Sharice Burkowski, as well. So De Leon dropped the bat, and he's going to try to jog around a little bit to see if he can keep going. I think he's going to stay in. Well, Daniel Lloyd is ahead of another hitter. Lloyd has thrown 33 pitches so far in the game, 23 strikes. He's been all around the zone. Two scoreless innings for him in relief. Got a big double play ball to end the sixth inning and then picked up three strikeouts in the seventh. Four strikeouts overall for Lloyd. He's been really good. A one pitch, that's outside. Now, Lloyd's a guy who has bounced back and forth between the starting rotation and the bullpen throughout his career, but even when he's pitched out of the bullpen, he's a guy who's going to give you bulk innings. So, I mean, there's so many different terms for it. You can go with piggyback starter, tandem starter, tandem reliever. But basically, the guy, you know, when you've got that piggyback tandem system in place, it means that multiple guys are throwing bulk innings. One's going to start and one's going to pitch in relief, and they often flip-flop throughout a season. Counts 2-2 on De Leon as he fouled another one away down the third baseline. Trying to get the leadoff man, De Leon, here. Two balls and two strikes. Lloyd set, next pitch. Fought off down the third baseline. It's foul. Count stays at 2-2. So De Leon then back to the top for Reamer and Blaise. Lloyd has a very good chance to finish this game. I mean, he's absolutely capable of going four to finish it. See if the Birds have any other plans with getting guys work. 2-2, flare into shallow center, but Estrada makes a leaping grab, and that's out number one in the eighth. Aaron Estrada showing the range going into shallow center for that one. Looked like that Jordan logo, that little Jumpman Jordan logo, as he made that catch in shallow center. So an athletic player who can play all over the diamond, Estrada looking good at second base. And he takes a potential hit away from De Leon. Back to the top for Reamer, who is hitless in three trips to the plate. First pitch from Lloyd, inside corner. Looked like a cutter there. That's a really effective pitch for Lloyd. He's got that fastball-cutter combo. Same for Gibson, who started today. And I think any time that you can pair a fastball with a cutter, you know, you don't need a ton of off-speed stuff after that because you've got two pitches that, of course, are high-velocity pitches, but they move differently, and the cutter can keep a hitter off the fastball. Can keep the fastball can keep a hitter off the cutter. And there you see a half-hearted check swing as Lloyd racks up a sword right there. It's 1-2. Reamer fighting to stay alive. He steps back in that righty batter's box. Lloyd comes set again, looking locked in on the mound tonight. Here's his 1-2. Breaking ball that's swept across the plate, but just a little bit too far out of the zone. The Retzbach gave him a head nod after that one, said, hey, look, you know, it's working. Keep throwing that. 2-2 pitch, outside a little bit too far. Count goes full. The Ironbirds entered today's game just a half game behind the Hudson Valley Renegades for that final playoff spot in the North Division. A win tonight would be huge. 3-2, fouled away. And because the Greensboro Grasshoppers, who are currently in first place, won the first half, if they win the second half, they'll be a wild card team out of the North Division. Now, it would help, of course, if the Ironbirds can just finish the job and win the second half. They're only one game out of first and just a half game out of the playoff spot. 3-2, another one fouled back. The Ironbirds missed the playoffs last year, but finished over 500, had a really strong season, won their final six games. In 2022, the Birds were the best team in professional baseball in the first half. Finished 20 over in the first half, won the first half title. 3-2, just missed, and that's ball four. Birds got to the playoffs in 2022. They came back from an 0-1 deficit in the division series against the Brooklyn Cyclones, won the next two at home, to win their first ever playoff series as a franchise. Got to the championship series against Bowling Green, lose game one on the road, win game two here in this ballpark, and then fell in game three 4-0. Birds hoping to get back to the postseason this year. One out and a man at first. First pitch swinging. Blaise sends one to deep right center field, but Prado is over. He makes the catch right in front of Sosa. Two outs here in the eighth. Nice job by Lloyd to come back after the walk and get a one pitch out. So two gone for Zach Earhart. Earhart's been busy in right field tonight. He's made a couple of nice catches, some strong throws to hold runners from scoring. Birds lead at 4-1. We're in the top of the eighth. Another first pitch swinger. Fly ball to shallow right. Here comes Sosa. It drops in front of him and then hops over his head. Estrada, the second baseman, is out to pick it up. A run is in to score. Earhart stops at second. It's a two-out RBI double, and it's now a 4-2 game. So just a bloop base hit. And I think Earhart was going to get two on that. Maybe even if it doesn't hop over Sosa's head. But it did hop over him, and that's a case where that probably doesn't happen on a natural surface, but because of the turf here, that one hopped over his head. Estrada went out to get it. I mean, credit Estrada for being in the neighborhood. Now it's 4-2, but two outs, and the tying run is in the batter's box. And for the third straight batter, we've got a first pitch swing as Rosario dribbles a cue shot up the first base line. Those insurance runs for the Ironbirds, absolutely massive that they got back in the sixth. So Earhart with an RBI double. Now Rosario. Counts 0-1. Lloyd to the plate. Next pitch. Sent in the air. Down the right field line. Foul. Willems racing back, but it gets into the seats. So the drive get on the board for the first time since the third inning. Lloyd can get out of this with just a one run in. Tough play in right for Sosa. Had a long way to go. Estrada couldn't get out there in time. But the goal is just limiting the damage. Lloyd ready. 0-2. Liner to short, but Arias is right there. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. A nice job by Daniel Lloyd and company to limit the drive to just the one run and get out of the inning with the lead. Birds lead at 4-2 after 7.5. A run in for the drive, but that is it. We'll head to the home eighth, see if the Birds can extend the lead. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live. Go to the home half of the eighth inning here in Aberdeen. Birds lead at 4-2 over the drive in game one of this six-game series. Drive picked up a run in the top of the eighth, but that is it. Here's Jake Cunningham, who is 3-for-3 tonight in his Ironbirds debut. Takes a first pitch ball inside from left-hander Jeremy Wu Yelland. We'll see if Cunningham can make it a 4-for-4 night. Here's the next pitch. Low in the dirt. It's 2-0. Cunningham having a big night at the dish here. Three singles, but he's found some holes in the defense. He's hit the ball hard. He's scored a run. He scored a couple of runs and driven in a run as well. 2-0. That's low. It's 3-0. The most hits in a game for an Ironbird this year, 5 by Matthew Etzel back on April 11th. See if Cunningham can make it 4, but first he'll take a free pass. If that's his last time up at the dish tonight, that's a pretty solid high A debut. 4 plate appearances, 4 times on base, 3 hits and a walk, and now Cunningham a leadoff base runner for the third time tonight. 3 times leading off an inning, 3 times getting on base, and he is there for Leandro Arias as the Birds look to extend their 2-run advantage. Massive hole on the right side for Arias. First pitch low and in. And Wu yelling all over the place to start the inning. 5 straight out of the zone. Upstairs, it's 2-0. Since June 1st, the Birds are 32-27, the third most wins of any team in the South Atlantic League. Since July 1st, they're 15-18, so a tough July and early August. Since the All-Star break, the Birds are under 500 at 10-11, but 5-5 in their last 10 coming in. They're playing some good baseball, and like I've mentioned throughout the broadcast, they are just a half game out of a playoff spot right now, 1 game out of first. These games mean something moving forward. Meeting on the mound now with the battery mates Wu Yelland and Rosario, talking things over with Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper. But I think really all you can ask for is to be playing meaningful baseball this late in the season. Now, of course, minor league baseball, the season ends earlier than in the big leagues. So August is really like September for big league baseball. So playing your best ball in August and then the first week of September means so much. And the fact that this Ironbirds team that has dealt with so many injuries throughout the year and a lot of roster movement the last few weeks, the fact that they are in this position in the playoff hunt, that speaks volumes to what everybody here in Aberdeen has done. It's not just the players on the field, it's the coaching staff, the training staff, the strength and conditioning staff, the mental health coaches, the coordinators, everybody who comes through here has had a hand in it. After the meeting on the mound, the count is 2-1 on Arias. Swing and a miss there. Good fastball from Wu Yelland. It's 2-2. Arias 1-for-3 tonight. Had a single back in the fourth. Cunningham's at first. He walked. He's reached safely in all 4 of his plate appearances tonight in his high A debut. Arias also making his high A debut. 2-2 to the shortstop. Chopper up the third baseline. Lugo fields it. Tough play. Throw to first offline. But it's an infield single anyway for Arias. He beat the throw. Throw pulled Gonzalez off the bag, but Arias was already there. First and second for the Birds. It's Arias' second hit of the night. And that brings up Anderson De Los Santos. No outs and runners at first and second. We might see a bunt here from De Los Santos. The Ironbirds don't play a ton of small ball in terms of sacrifice bunts. You see a lot of guys try to bunt for hits. This is a bunt situation if I've ever seen one. Swinging away, checked his swing. Pitch misses inside, 1-0. Ironbirds 4, drive 2. See if the Birds try a double steal to get these guys both in scoring position. 1-0, swing and a miss. The Ironbirds already have 4 stolen bases tonight to give them 312 on the season. Time called. One breaking ball missed a little bit low. It's 2-1. Big spot for De Los Santos. Birds would love to add a few more runs before the top of the ninth inning. They'll take at least that 2-run lead into the ninth. Next pitch from Wu Yelland. It skipped in the dirt. It got a piece of De Los Santos. And he'll head down to first base on the hit-by pitch. Bases juiced for the Birds. Still no outs in the eighth, and that brings up Retzbach. De Los Santos tried to get out of the way of that one, could not. And the Birds have the bases loaded on a walk, a single, and a hit-by pitch. And that brings up Adam Retzbach, who in an RBI single his last time up, takes high and away, counts 1-0. He scored later in the inning. Birds up 4-2, but they can hang a crooked number here and break this thing open on one swing. Retzbach already has two grand slams this year of his seven homers. We'll see if he can add another. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Slight breeze here tonight in the Dean. On a warm but kind of cool night compared to what we've been used to the last few weeks. Bases full of Birds. Here's the 2-0 to Retzbach. Called a strike, 2-1. Both of Retzbach's grand slams are on the road this year. I think it's about time he adds one at home. 2-1 pitch. Good cut there, but fouled it away. I mean, how are you going to do that to me? Hit two grand slams and neither are at home? Taking that personally. Grand slam or not, I mean, a hit to the outfield scores at least two, maybe three, depending on where it goes. Here's the 2-2 to Retzbach. Yanked down the left field line, and it's hooking foul. Took out a chair on the party porch down in left field. Well, he's on it. A little bit ahead on that last swing. Cunningham at third, Arias at second, De Los Santos at first. Here's the 2-2 again to Retzbach. That's high, ball three. Nowhere to put him. Still no outs in the inning. Wu Yellen and the driver in trouble. The Birds left the bases loaded in the second and the fourth. They do not want to do the same here in the eighth. Payoff pitch to Retzbach. Downstairs, ball four, and that forces in a run. It's 5-2, Ironbirds. Everybody moves up a bag, and Retzbach picks up his second RBI of the night. Retz reaches base safely for the third time tonight. And the line keeps moving back to the top for Aaron Estrada. Cunningham in to score his third run. Arias to third, De Los Santos to second. And with Retz at first, Aaron Estrada, the switch hitter, takes a ball high and away. Count is 1-0. It's been a really competitive game so far tonight. Well played on both sides, but the Birds can break this thing open. 1-0, Estrada takes a strike. He doubled home a run from the left side his last time up. Flips back over to the right. The pipeline of switch hitters here in Aberdeen just continues. 1-1, fought off behind home plate up around the press box area. Counts 1-2. Three switch hitters in the Birds lineup tonight, and we've seen that pay dividends. 1-2, on the ground to short, could be two. To second for one, over to first, and it is a double play. Another run is in to score. The Birds will take the run at this point in the game, but not the way they wanted to score the run. And now the ball gets away from the pitcher Wu Yellen on the throw back to him, and the third baseman Lugo scampered to get to it. So De Los Santos over at third base stayed put. So Arias scored on the double play. De Los Santos to third. Retzbach was cut down in the middle. And Estrada gone. So no RBI because it was a double play. And that brings up Tomas Sosa. Birds lead at 6-2. They've added two more here in the eighth. Sosa takes up and in. Now, if it was bases loaded, no outs, and Estrada hits into that double play in, say, the second or third inning, that hurts a little bit more. But bottom of the eighth, you're already up three. I think the Birds can live with that, especially the way Lloyd's pitching. It looks like he's going to go back out for the top of the ninth, and I imagine that he'll be able to protect a four-run lead. Left on left for Sosa. Here's the 1-1 off the end of the bat over towards the drive dugout. It's 1-2. I mean, no game is ever over. I mean, you got to get all 27 outs. But the Ironbirds in a good position right now, up four. A ball and two strikes. Next one, breaking ball. Called strike three, top of the zone. And it just worked its way back into the strike zone, inning over. But the Birds sent six men to the plate. The first four of the inning reached. And they bring home two more runs on a hit, two walks, and a hit by pitch. No errors. They leave one. We'll head to the top of the ninth inning. It's Aberdeen 6, Greenville 2. We'll go there next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Six to two Ironbirds as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander Daniel Lloyd back to work, looking to finish this thing off. He's worked three innings of one-run ball so far. Four strikeouts on the line score for Lloyd, and now he has a four-run lead to work with. First pitch misses high and away, and the count's 1-0. The Birds grabbed an early lead, two runs in the second. They've led the entire way. They have three separate two-run innings tonight, and they lead it 6-2. First pitch to Will Turner, missed. Here's the next one. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Playable for Young, drifting back. He makes the catch in foul ground. And it's one up, one down for Lloyd in the ninth. Great to see Lloyd locked in. Great to see the Bats doing what they've done tonight. A very new-look Ironbirds roster over the last couple of weeks, especially coming into this series with all the roster movement. But these guys getting it done. One up, one down. Here's a ground ball out to short on one hop. Arias has it, throws to first, and he retires Chacon. Quick work for Lloyd, two gone, and the bases are empty. Brian Gonzalez, the last hope for the drive to keep this thing going. Three Ironbirds making their team debuts tonight. Two guys making their home debuts as well. Strong pitching, strong timely hitting at the dish. It's all coming together for this team. There's a sweeping slider in from Lloyd to Gonzalez. It's 0-1. Lloyd making quick work of the drive tonight. We'll see if he can finish off a 1-2-3 ninth. Birds lead it by four. Here's Lloyd's 0-1, inside 1-1. Lloyd ready, 1-1 pitch, fought off the hands, behind home plate, it's 1-2. Game one of a 12-game homestand here in Aberdeen, the longest homestand of the season. The Birds at home for three of the final 4 weeks of the regular season and hoping for playoffs after that. A ball and two strikes with two outs in the top of the ninth. Birds up four. Lloyd set. 1-2 pitch. Just missed. And the crowd letting the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, hear it. This crowd's into it. They're feeling it. Birds looking to finish off the series opening W. 4-run lead here in the top of the ninth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. As Gonzalez steps back in that righty batter's box. Lloyd has his sign from Retzbach. He's set, glove at the chest. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, a sweeper across the zone. And the Birds put another one in the win column. Daniel Lloyd with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings of 1-run ball out of the bullpen tonight. And the Birds win it 6-2 in game one of this 6-game series over the Greenville Drive. A very new-look Iron Birds roster getting it done with so much roster movement throughout the Orioles system over the last few days. It's great to see this team come away with a W when some of these guys are just getting to know each other. I was saying earlier today, I mean, they should be wearing name tags. I mean, the Birds don't have names on the backs of their jerseys here in Aberdeen, but they might need to get them. I mean, so many new faces in the clubhouse and in the dugout. It is really encouraging to see this team come together the way it did tonight and pick up the W. 6-2, the final here in Aberdeen. And just a really encouraging game all the way around as the Birds open up a pivotal stretch of the season. 24 games left in the regular season, well, 23 now. And to start this stretch off with a W is absolutely massive. We'll get you some final totals in this one. But first, let's talk about how it all happened. Well, the Birds got on the board with 2 runs in the bottom of the second inning. It started with Creed Willems working a leadoff walk. Jake Cunningham singled him home. And then he scored on a double steal, second to home for the Birds. And they led 2-0 to that point. Greenville came back with 1 in the 3rd. It stayed close for a while, but the Birds gained some breathing room with 2 more in the bottom of the 6th to make it a 4-1 game. Cunningham led off with a single, stole a bag, got to 3rd on an error. He came in to score on Retzbach's 2-out single up the middle. And then Aaron Estrada doubled Retzbach home on a line shot over the head of the right fielder, Earhart, into the gap. So 4-1 through 6 innings. The Birds tacked on 2 more in the bottom of the 8th after the Greenville drive got one in the top of the 8th. But in the bottom of that 8th inning, a bases-loaded walk to Retzbach, and another run came in on a double play ball. And the Birds picked up the 6-2 win. Pretty clean game all the way around. On the pitching side, the Birds used 3 pitchers. Trey Gibson went 4 2/3 innings, struck out 4, gave up just 1 run. Cooper McKee in a 1/3 of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced. And then Daniel Lloyd, bulk innings in relief. He pitched the final 4 innings, gave up just 1 run, and struck out 5. Really impressive performance overall. Jake Cunningham reached safely in all 4 of his plate appearances tonight. In his high A debut, 3 for 3 with 3 singles, a walk, and he scored 3 of the 6 runs. Leandro Arias, 2 hits in his Ironbirds debut, while Anderson De Los Santos reached safely 2 times in his debut as well. Overall, a lot of production from the Birds. We'll see if they can keep it rolling as these guys continue to play meaningful baseball the rest of the way. So some final totals in this one here in Aberdeen. With the win, the Ironbirds improved to 57-52 overall. They are 23-20 in the second half. On the flip side, the drive dropped to 50-59. They are 24-19 in the second half. 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors for Aberdeen, 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 error for Greenville. Cooper McKeon picks up the win. He moves to 1-0. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz handed the loss. He drops to 1-1. Daniel Lloyd picks up a 4-inning save, his first of the season. He pitched so well in relief. Game was played in 2 hours and 32 minutes in front of 1,001 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Big win for the Birds, and we'll talk about it the rest of the week as well, but I'm just so impressed with how this team played tonight after so much roster movement the last few days and after a long road trip back from Hickory. Birds win it 6-2 in convincing fashion. They never trailed, and they'll look to stay hot. 3 straight wins for the Birds. Can they make it 4 in a row tomorrow? We'll find out in less than 24 hours. I will be back on air at 6:40 for the air show, and then first pitch coming up at 7:05 Eastern here in Aberdeen. Zach Fruit gets the ball tomorrow for the Ironbirds. I've made up my mind. I'm going to rock the stash tomorrow in support of my guy, Zach Fruit. We will also hear from Zach. I've got a pregame interview from Fruit that I recorded during the last homestand that I'm going to play on the pregame show tomorrow. So that's what we got on tap for tomorrow. Should be a really fun one here in Aberdeen. Birds win it 6-2. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for flying with me. I appreciate the support as always. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's keep having some fun. And as always, go Birds.